Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/ETM and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/ETM. In case you didn't know, creating a holiday spending plan is actually the best gift you can give yourself this season. Well, that and some serious self-care because we're all going to need a little TLC. And sure, 2020 looks a little different than last year or really any other year, but that doesn't mean you still can't enjoy a little holiday shopping. Let's just do it with a plan so you can toast to 2021 without giving the evil eye to your holiday debt.
You're listening to Millennial Money with award-winning money expert and serial entrepreneur, Shauna Come to Game, where we flip the script on the old-school approach to everything your parents never taught you about money. Each week, Shauna creates a safe space by talking with special guests from around the world about money wellness, entrepreneurship, traveling like a boss, and what makes millennials tick. Unique stories, trailblazing perspectives, tips, tricks, and everything there is to know about money. Find it all here as you uncover your money story and unlock the life you want to live. Pretty cool, right? Here's Shauna, money expert, Indiana Hoosier, and burger aficionado.
Everyone knows that putting money aside in savings is really important. But then what? Should you keep your savings locked in a CD for a higher rate or keep them liquid in a money market? Can your checking account help you save too? Or is it about creating the right combination? We believe real banking is a conversation. Let's talk about the savings options that are right for you. Learn more at sandyspringbank.com. Member FDIC.
I just want to give a big thanks to our episode sponsors. Be sure to check out all the show notes to find all the links to the sponsors mentioned in this episode. All right, remember the holidays last year? Things were different. Maybe you had a different job or lived somewhere else Or maybe you saved all year long to go on a mega trip in 2020 that, of course, didn't happen. Or maybe you just splurged a bit during the holidays. But not to worry. You thought, you know what, I'll just pay it off in the new year. So much has changed this year, and yet one thing has stayed the same. We still love to shop during the holidays, quarantine or no quarantine. And I will be the first. I love a good sale. I am always that person that goes into a store and I just make a beeline for the sale rack. I don't know what it is. My mom used to do that, and I think I've just gotten conditioned to do that. But being definitely a money nerd, I love numbers. So I love a good like 50% off on top of 20% on top of whatever. I mean, you definitely like hook, line, and sinker me. But the holidays, I'm really always, I don't know if suspicious is the right word, but I definitely am always cautious of sales because I know that what happens a lot of times is that the prices are actually marked up. So then they can be marked down to the exact same price that it would be after the holiday season. So just a little sneaky tidbit there. I do know that happens quite a lot. And I found a statistic that from the National Retail Foundation that said the average consumer is going to spend around $998 this year on holiday gifts. That seems a little high to me, but I'm just a weird person when it comes to holidays, I guess. I love stocking stuffers. And so I'm always saying, just buy me stocking stuffers. We'll just do the stocking and then we can hit the sales when everything goes on sales, because I know that's going to happen even after the holidays, right? Even into January, some of the best times to actually buy winter clothing is in January, not in December or the Black Friday sales. And another thing that's really bothering me lately, I read a recent article in CNBC that said that millennials are the generation with the fastest growing debt. The average millennial has somewhere around $27,251 in non-mortgage consumer debt. And we hear a lot about debt specifically around millennials because we've got student loans. We've got a lot of things going on. Maybe you're starting to have a family, and there's just all sorts of circumstances, I think, where debt starts to happen. But I definitely don't like that the millennial generation is the fastest growing debt generation. And I understand why. Again, I have admitted many times on this podcast that I have been in and out of debt several times in my lifetime. I am definitely not a proponent of being in debt, but I'm also not one that will ever sit here and criticize you for being in debt, because sometimes debt is necessary. I am not of the ilk that thinks that mortgage debt is a terrible, horrible thing. I think if you have a mortgage that is way over your head and you can just barely afford it, let alone be able to afford anything else in your life, that's probably maybe not the smartest money decision. I mean, if I'm going to be realistic, right? We have to keep everything in proportion. So if you're in a lot of debt and you just can't climb your way out of it, things like Black Friday and the holidays, those are times where you do need to be cautious, because I don't want to start stacking debt upon debt. If it does happen, if it does, and I understand it's the reality for a lot of people, it's okay. I'm not judging you. I don't want you to panic, right? We just need to come up with a plan. So I was thinking about this episode, you know, the ultimate holiday shopping plan, and Black Friday isn't what it used to be. And I'm okay with that. I think Black Friday's gotten a little out of control. I don't know how you feel about it. But, you know, stores like Target, Walmart, a lot of the big retailers, they're going to have deals all month long because we're obviously in the COVID era in 2020, and we're just not going to have those crazy lines up at stores. Remember all those commercials of people like banging on the door, like open, 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 and just waiting to like just pummel each other to get through the store to get some crazy like $50 off TV or something like that. Thank God we're not in the era or the year really of that happening again. Now we're just online. We're just using our computers, which I much prefer. I don't know if you've ever been one of those that have actually waited in a Black Friday line, but I shared this in a podcast episode a couple of years ago, but my family actually dared me to do it because nobody else wanted to do it. And I love a good dare. If you're going to dare me to do something that is within reason, I'm probably going to take that challenge. So they dared me to get up at some obscene hour. I think it was like, for me, an obscene hour, like 2 or 2:30. I think the store opened at like 3 a.m. And they all chipped in enough to have, like, I had like $100, right, from all of them. And I could buy whatever I wanted. So I thought, well, okay, this is a good challenge. Well, it was harder than I thought to like peel my eyes open, to get up, to motivate myself, to drive to the store. But then literally when the doors open, I was in one of those scenarios where people were just like running over each other. And I thought it was like the craziest thing. And it was more of, I don't even remember what I bought, but it was just more of like a spectacle. And I thought, okay, done it once, check that off my list. Don't need to ever do that again. But here's another thing I really wanted to share with you, a little heads up. This year, there are going to be massive shipping delays because so many people are going to be shopping online. So I really want you to pad your shopping time. The experts suggest early November, which is like now, if you need something for Christmas. But just kind of keep that in the back of your head when you're planning out your shopping plan. But here's what I want for you. Even though this is your year is going to be different, I want you to have a great holiday, however you celebrate. And I want you to remember that the person who wins isn't the one with all the stuff. It's the one that embodies the holiday spirit, especially this year. And I know that seems a bit whimsical, but that's definitely a lesson that I learned about stuff and money. And I went through it the hard way. I went through it with racking up debt. That stuff really does not make anything better. What I don't want is I don't want you going into December and the new year with a ton of holiday debt because you just needed to feel better about yourself, so you bought stuff. There's no shame in this, but I just want you to go easy, right? And just use some smart money tactics. Just maybe have my voice in the back of your head soothing you as your fingers are on your computer and you're shopping, just to make you think about things a little bit. So I want you to come into the holidays with a game plan. It doesn't have to be set in stone, right? We're not chiseling this on a wall. It's like when you're coming up with your monthly money flow, the numbers are going to shift a little bit, and that's okay. But if you don't have a plan, that's usually where things go off the rails a little bit. So first step is just think about how much do you have. Think about any like end of the year bonuses, anything that might be coming your way. Just try to think, okay, what is a reasonable amount of money for me to set aside this holiday season where I'm not going to go in debt and I'm not going to actually like put myself in a pain, stressful, anxiety, stressed out position just because I feel the need to buy stuff. Like, what is that actual dollar amount? And to do that, you've got to spend some time in your bank account. You've got to spend some time looking at things and really factoring out how much is coming in, how much is going out, and what is a reasonable amount of money. And maybe you've been setting some aside throughout the year. That's fantastic. I mean, that's one of the best ways to do this is come January, pick a dollar amount every month, $100 or $50 or $500, whatever it is for you, and just sock that away in a high-yield savings account that is labeled holiday gifts. And then by the time you get to the holiday, that money will all be in there. Another thing I just want to say about bonuses, if you do have an end-of-the-year bonus, try to split it in half. Half of it for fun, holidays, whatever you want to do, and then half of it on serious stuff, whether it's putting it into investments, whether it is paying off some of the debt. Like, try a 50-50 approach. That way, you don't have to feel bad about anything, right? You're just really splitting things up really nicely. And when you're coming up with your holiday game plan, again, be realistic. Like if you are without a job, if you got laid off or furloughed this year, be realistic. Don't overextend. Come up with a dollar amount that just feels comfortable to you. Comfortable is a great place to be. I like to be comfortable. And brainstorm all the gifts you want, you need. The best way to do this is just to get out a piece of paper, write down all the people you need to buy for, and then write down how much you want to spend on each person. Use this as kind of like your master list. There are also great apps. One I love is called Santa's Bag, where you can actually do this in an app form. And then once you've bought the gift or that specific person, you just kind of check it off. And so you know you've allocated that sort of money. It's just a great idea. It's a great way to just say, okay, you know, I've got $25 for Aunt Mary and Uncle Bob and, you know, my parents or whatever. And then you can really make sure that you're not overextending too much. Or if you do overextend on one gift, maybe you just like really back a little bit on the other gift. And then something that a lot of people leave out of their holiday spending plan is money for decorations, for trees, if you do that. For us, it's all of the poinsettia plants. My husband is a Christmas, I don't know the right word. He loves Christmas. He loves decorating for Christmas. Our place looks like Holiday World, the inside during the holidays. And he loves to buy poinsettia plants, and they're all over our house. And every year I'm like, how many did you buy? And we go through the same thing every year. So I really should just learn this year to not ask. But all of that stuff needs to be factored into your holiday spending plan so you can make sure that you really understand how much you got, and then as it starts dwindling down, how much you got left.
I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied. Or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web. And in the process, helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using DeleteMe and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide DeleteMe with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have DeleteMe. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. DeleteMe is not just a one-time service. DeleteMe is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for DeleteMe, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your DeleteMe plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off.
The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced
50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/ETM for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ETM to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ETM. When it comes to financial advice, you gotta trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle, full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family, and you want to do the best for them. But vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. Another place that's really great to turn to for your holiday shopping plan is credit card points. And I tend to forget about the credit card points that I have, but if you have them, they could be worth like real money. You can use them for gift cards, cash back. A lot of times I'll actually just trade in the points for a gift card that I'll give as a holiday gift. They don't have to know that you're using credit card points for the gift card, but it just, again, saves you money in the long run. So check with all your credit cards, the ones that you specifically know have points. And some of the credit cards actually have dates of expiration for their points. So you just want to make sure that you stay on top of those and use those points. But if anything, turn them into cash back and use that cash then at least to go towards the gift, right? It's real money. I mean, that's one of the benefits of using credit cards is that if you use them like a debit card and you pay it off each month, you get all the benefits of the credit card without any of the bad stuff. So it's to me, it's like, you know, basically having your cake and eating it too and laughing at the credit card company. It's just my version of that. And another great thing to do is to track
prices because prices, again, fluctuate. They're going to fluctuate now throughout November, throughout December. And there are better times to buy certain things, but there isn't like a guide that says, you know, on Tuesdays only buy electronics and on Wednesdays only buy clothes. It's really not that way. It's really retailer based. And I'm sure that's some like insider secret, but there are lots of apps out there. Some of my favorites are apps and sites. Some of them are Slick Deals. Raise, who we've had on the show a lot, is a great place to buy discounted gift cards. So hint, if you're going to buy a gift card for someone, go to Raise and buy it at a discount, right? This is smart money. This is smart money moves, right? This is how we put together like an ultimate holiday shopping plan that is fantastic and works for us. There are other sites like couponfollow.com, which is a great one, lets you know when something is going on sale or if there's any like extra incentive to buy it at a specific time. And some of the stores I found are even offering early bird shoppers free cash, free gift cards. I know Kohl's and Target are having what they call doorbusters all month long. So if you go to their site, you can actually see what days they're having certain specific deals. So all of these sites and apps, while they might take you like an extra, I don't know, it doesn't even take me a minute, but you know, let's just say it takes you an extra minute. But if it takes you an extra minute and saves you an extra 20 to 40% off, or actually saves you, you know, some real cash if you use Raise to buy those discounted gift cards, that's just more money that you have to put to use in another way. And I'm going to keep coming back to this, but being smart with your money is all about how do I use what I have right now, but use it in the most efficient way. And when you can really start thinking about your money from that perspective, everything starts to change for you, because then you start, it is like having that millionaire mindset, because people who make a lot of money, who have a lot of assets, really tend to think of money that way. How do I leverage my money in the most efficient way? So something as seemingly silly as a holiday shopping plan, but if we use those same sorts of thinking, that same sort of mindset about our money, we just make our money go further. And I like money going further. It's kind of fun. I'm also a big fan. I know there's been a lot of articles out there and a lot of chatter about the buy now, pay later services like Splitit, Affirm, Klarna, Afterpay. Those are all some of my favorites. I've used them all, quite honestly. And the only trick is that you need to make sure that you've got the cash to pay for it. So most of these services will, for 0% interest, split up your purchase in 4 equal payments. And that's usually over a month. So you pay the first one when you hit the buy now button, and then 2 weeks later, 2 weeks later, and so forth. And I really like it because it spreads out the purchase. So I tend to use it on any purchase $100 or more. And specifically, if it's got a 0% offer, which most of these do. Again, the only trick is you just need to make sure, obviously, that you have that cash in your bank account so that it, when it comes out, you know, it's not putting you in risk of paying your other bills. But it's just a great way to set up like a modern day layaway plan. And I've had a couple people ask me, well, why would I use a service like that if I could pay for the whole purchase price right now? And that's, again, that's a legitimate question, I guess. There's no reason why you wouldn't just pay it straight out. But I like the idea of you only get, you know, a certain percentage of my money right now, and I'm going to dole it out to you over a month period of time, because then I can use the rest of my money more efficiently. Again, I've got to make sure I've got that money in my bank account. But anytime somebody's going to give me 0% interest on something, I'm pretty much going to take it, because I like being able to utilize the money I've got in my bank account, whether it's through investing or if I have some debt to pay it off, whatever it may be. So that's just my point of view on this. You might have a different one. And again, if you're buying thousands of dollars of stuff every month on these buy now, pay later services and you're really getting yourself in a pinch, then it's not a good idea. It's just like credit cards. If you find time after time you're actually just going into debt with a credit card, maybe a good idea to back off the credit cards for a while until you work on the mindset piece, whatever's going on sort of underneath the current there, whether it's just really being on top of your money flow or if it is a mindset thing, to kind of get that in check. And I like this idea for 2020. This is something that we've been thinking about a lot, buying gifts that matter. So either donating to a favorite charity or just shopping locally, I think is something that has become exceedingly important in 2020. No matter where you live, there are thousands of small stores facing closure this year. Every city all around the world, this is a worldwide problem that we are all facing. So look for local bookstores, look for local stores to support charities. If you want to give to charity in somebody's name, that's a great gift. If there is something that they're really passionate about, donate to that charity and have them send them an email or print out something that says you made a donation in their name. People love that. That is a great gift. I think it's a great way in 2020 to sort of pay forward, if you will. American Express has this great place on their website called Shop Small, and they used to have certain days where you would be encouraged to shop small, but now they're doing the whole shop small thing all year long. So you can head on over to americanexpress.com, small business/shop small, and find out some local stores in your area. But really, you don't need to go to a website. You just got to find the local stores in your city. Again, the local bookstores, the local restaurants, the local flower shops, all of those little stores, they all need our help this year. And you know, if you can just take maybe a few bucks away from like the big box stores and support something locally, in my opinion, in my heart of hearts, we're just doing what we should do of supporting these businesses. If you do have debt, if you do come out of the holidays and you're wincing a little bit, just come up with a payoff plan. Black Fridays and the holidays, it's still a time when it's really easy again to rack up debt. Some debt's okay, but a lot, it just leads to stress and anxiety, and it really makes the whole holiday purchase season not fun. And there's nothing wrong with setting a spending limit. I hear a lot of pushback for a lot of years of, gosh, if I'm setting a spending limit, does that mean I'm cheaping out? Does that mean I'm not taking care of my friends and family? No, that means you're being smart, right? That means you're doing this thing right. It's, again, it's not about who has the biggest, most expensive gift. We've put too much emphasis on those sorts of things. And what's happening is, like articles I just read you from CNBC, it's causing us to go in more debt. It's causing more pain, more anxiety, more stress, more depression, more suicide, all of this sort of stuff, right? It's okay to say, hey, I've only got $100 this year, or I only got $25. And each of you, you're going to get a $4 gift. And that is what I can do. But it's the gift, it's the act of me giving it to you. That is really where the magic lies. So if you do have some debt, come out with a payout plan. I always suggest that if you can pay it off in 6 months or less, that is the best. If it does take you longer than 6 months, oh, I mean, that's really where it starts to get... It starts to get a little bit more nerve-wracking, because that's really where the interest starts growing and growing and growing. And so do what you can to make that payoff plan as short as humanly possible if you do need to go into some debt. All right. So I've given you lots to think about a holiday shopping plan. I still want 2020 to be an awesome year. I want you to have a great holiday season. I want you to score like the best deal ever, whether it's Black Friday, whether it's a holiday deal, whether it's after the new year. I want to get those deals because I love those deals too.
And a deal is, it just makes you feel really good. And again, I think we all need something this year. We all need to treat ourselves a little bit. So when you're putting together that list of who to get gifts for, make sure that you include yourself on that. Get yourself a gift. I think it's the right, like, moral responsible thing to do is just get yourself a little gift. You deserve it. So I gotta know, what is on your holiday wish list this year? For me, it's gonna sound cheesy, but it's stuff that money can't buy. Really, I want my friends, including you, and my family just to stay healthy. I've had so many people that have gotten COVID this year. So many people that are actually struggling. I have lost a few people to COVID this year. So I want all of you to stay safe and healthy. I want to continue sharing Millennial Money with everyone we can, and you're a big part of that. So thank you so much. Continue to share these episodes with your friends and family members. And I want to help others that can't afford the holidays or Thanksgiving this year, because we've all been at a place where I feel like the dollars just don't add up. So I know I'm going to be reaching out to a lot of people. If somebody is in need, I hope they reach out to me. And I hope you do the same, because I just want 2020 to bring more opportunity, more love, more excitement, more adventure, and just more delicious moments in life, because I think that's at a place where we really need that to happen. So that's my wish list, and I hope you have the most awesome, incredible holiday season.
Hey, you.
Yes, you.
Before you go, we want to say thanks for listening to this episode of Millennial Money. For all the links, tags, and ads you've heard on today's episode, check out the show notes or go to mmoneypodcast.com, where you'll find more episodes to share with your friends. While you're at it, leave us a review and make sure to subscribe wherever you listen so you don't miss out on all the money tips and tricks that will take you from a millennial regular to a millennial money expert. See you back here in a few days with a fresh new episode.